What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther. And guys, it is another beautiful day here. Like always, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been here, who has joined us, who has listened and shared the show. Everybody who listens to the show, guys, I appreciate each and every one of you. Please leave a rating, leave a review, share it with your friends if you find value or you think they need to hear it so that we can help spread this message and the message that we are bringing to this community. That being said, guys, I want to jump in and I want to talk to you today about the craziest thing that I saw. So I'm just as guilty as everybody else. I have moments where I waste some time, and one of those things for me is TikTok. We all have, you know, the bathroom break, the 10-minute bathroom break. You can find me scrolling TikTok probably there. But I digress. I want to talk to you because I saw this TikTok come across earlier, and it was relating to Texas, right? And the person came across and says, "Hey, you non-Texans out there, what do you think of when you hear the word Texas?" And it went on to say, like, Cadillacs with big horns on them, and basically described like the Fort Worth area, for what I know of it. Texas has been an interesting experience, to say the least, since I moved out here in, it's been almost 6 months now. Okay, so anyway, we're getting off track here, but I bring that up because it brings a very valid point about what our perceptions are, right? Before we had this age of information, this age of technology where we have satellites in the sky and we can see everything around the world, and we still have the people debating if the world is flat or round, we didn't know anything other than what we were taught, right? And as a kid, so put this in perspective, I'm 37 now, going to be 38 in a couple weeks. To put this into perspective, when I was a kid, I graduated high school in 02. So we were just coming into the information age. We had email addresses. We had things like Napster and LimeWire where we could download music. And guys, it was highly illegal if you got caught. But we were at the beginning of the information age. And when I look at what we had then to what we have now, it is a night and day difference. Yes, we had the equivalent of YouTube videos, but running YouTube over a dial-up connection or slow DSL speeds, I mean, guys, we were lucky if we get high-speed internet. Dial-up was really what it was. And we had this real media player, which was like the equivalent of our YouTube player that we have today. But the videos were grainy, they were choppy, they were very low resolution. We're not even going to get into all the other subjects of what we had to face back then with shitty internet speeds. But I tell you this because it brings up a very valid point. When we were being taught, when we were being raised, we were using things like encyclopedias and books, and we were reliant on information that was shared on a massive level in print forms, right? We didn't have computers the way that they are now where I could just go to Google and search something and see it. And even then, with so much out there, you don't know what's real and what's false. I share this with you. We're going to make a point here, and it's really important because what I'm about to say can affect your relationships, can affect your marriages, can affect your perception of the world around you. And unfortunately, my generation and the generations prior to me, we only knew what we were taught, right? We were taught about things like the Cold War and Nazi Germany and stuff like that, but from the historical records that we had available. And obviously, if it was biased, it wasn't, there was no way to really tear it apart like we do now. So it very much could have been. But we remember the Berlin Wall being up and whatnot. Guys, a lot of the shit that we were taught is a lie. And it's not so much that it was a lie what we were taught, it's a lie in how we perceive it. And we're gonna focus this in now, because perception is reality. Right? Our perception of what we see, what we hear, what we think, what we do is our reality. 110%. So when we were growing up in the non-internet age, and we're being told, you know, my family was guilty of it when it came to dinner time. We didn't clear our plates. Hey, there's starving kids in Africa that aren't going to get to eat. Well, guess what happens from those kind of statements? We develop this mindset that says, hey, all the kids in Africa are starving. And we think of them as this straw hut living, the kid, like the kids you see on TV for the ads. Like, that becomes our perception reality, right? We hear about North Korea and whatnot, being North Korea, Japan, China, pretty much that whole Asian culture and the things that they did, that becomes our reality. We hear about the Cold War in Russia, and Russia is so, it becomes our reality. So getting back to this video that I saw about Texas, like, what's the first, what do you think of when you hear the word Texas? And guys, I watched Dukes of Hazzard growing up myself. And that's what I pictured Texas to be like Dukes of Hazzard. And it's not. Yeah, there are parts of Texas that are like that. Where I'm at, it's highly revitalized. There's a lot of industry, a lot of growth, but not big industrial complex. Like, there's businesses here, big businesses, but it's not factories and stuff like it is up in Northeast Ohio where I come from. And I share this with you because it is so vitally important that we understand the power of our perception and what it plays on our reality. I share this with you because when it comes to things like your relationship with your family, your spouse, your kids, and whatnot, we perceive things differently than maybe what they're projecting, but we hear and see these things through our own internal lens of experiences that we've had with them in the past and situations that we've had with them in the past that carries maybe a certain resentment, a certain anger, frustration, guilt, shame. And that's the lens that we're seeing our relationships through. And guys, I get it. We all experience it. Trust me, I do. I'm no saint when it comes to my relationship. I'm not the winner be all of marriages. I've got my own fuck ups in mind. And just be conscious of the lens that you're looking through in your relationships, in your life. That's all we got today, guys. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, and we'll dive in some more. But remember, guys, every day we have a choice in how we choose to live our life, and I hope you choose to make the day awesome.